Welcome back to SwampSwami.com sports commentary and more. Today, let's talk about the new 2020 College Football Renegades Conference. The predictable cancellation or postponement of the college football season has officially begun. Just like so many other things in our country right now, the early birds of cancellation due to this lingering pandemic have come from the same areas of country more likely to close their schools and lean a little left in the upcoming election in November. Meanwhile, down here in the swampy South, birds of a feather are sticking together, at least for now, that is. The Southeastern Conference is still set on a 10-game conference-only schedule. The mid-level Sunbelt Conference is raring to go as well, too. But what about teams in states which currently don't have a big problem in dealing with the coronavirus? A state like Nebraska, for example, has been very much less affected than any other Big Ten team, such as Rutgers in New Jersey. And now that the Big Ten just pulled the plug on its fall football schedule, why shouldn't Nebraska, or any other college football team for that matter, now have the freedom to play football this fall against any other team that they can find and schedule this year only? On Monday, the Mountain West Conference joined the Mid-American Conference in canceling the fall football games. Then on Tuesday, the Big Ten and, of course, the Pac-12 Conference both threw in the proverbial towel on fall football as well. Now, back on August 7th, last week, the Mid-America Conference Commissioner said, quote, "The decision is grounded in the core values of our conference that prioritize student-athlete well-being, an area the MAC has traditionally taken a leadership role. Clearly, we are charting a conservative path, and it is one that has been recommended by our medical advisory group." The football teams of the Mid-American Conference are located in states which are fairly close geographically and have also seen a relatively high level of coronavirus cases. Those states are Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, Illinois, and New York. The Mountain West Conference, though, is spread all the way from Hawaii over to California, Nevada, Utah, Idaho, Colorado, New Mexico, and Wyoming. Now, let's say that Wyoming, Boise State, and Utah State, in states which are not struggling very much with this virus, wanted to join up with a team like Nebraska of the Big Ten and play a little football this fall. It's quite possible that a significant number of college football teams might desire to play football this fall after their respective conferences stand down. And any conference school that wishes to play football this fall isn't hurting anyone else that opts out. So why not grant them a temporary release this time only? Several states in the central portion of the United States have not been hit as hard as other regions of the country either. Now, if that team's football conference decides to shut down, it should be possible for some of those college football programs to play ball elsewhere, at least for just one season. Unfortunately, legal issues might tackle Nebraska or any other program that wants to play football outside of their current conference affiliation. And, of course, those sticky network television contracts with each conference certainly muddy the waters for any teams desiring to jump ship for a year. For example, the Big Ten threatened Nebraska with their $50 million, that's just for Nebraska, $50 million annual deal with the Big Ten. So you have to think hard before you want to take that step. Now, as expected, good old ESPN jumped into the waters to defend solidarity within the Big Ten Conference. ESPN's College Game Day host, Desmond Howard, wants Nebraska to be thrown out of the conference completely for even espousing such a traitorous notion. Howard opined, "All of the teams and all of the coaches want to play, but they're not whining and crying and talking about an exit, talking about leaving the conference. I think that at this point, I would demand an apology from the chancellor and president and Scott Frost in Nebraska." And then he added, "And not behind closed doors, a public apology. And if I'm the Big Ten commissioner, Kevin Warren, right now, I'm working on a way to get their sorry tails out of the Big Ten." Well, in case Desmond Howard hasn't checked lately, the state of Nebraska has seen a total of 350 deaths so far this year due to coronavirus. Now, statistically speaking, it's a lot safer to be in Nebraska right now than just about any other state in the union. So why shouldn't Nebraska think about and receive a one-year waiver to play football somewhere else if they want to? Despite what anyone at ESPN believes, the Big Ten needs Nebraska's football program a whole lot more than the other way around. If all of the major football conferences decide to shut down this fall, what if some of their member schools, in states where the pandemic hasn't taken a significant toll, wanted to venture out on their own just for this one season? For the sake of this discussion, let's also assume right now that any schools that I mention are granted a one-year full release from their respective conference, and any legal issues or entanglements are waived and resolved. Wave your magic wand. They're all clear. Your Swamp Swami has evaluated the COVID death stats courtesy of the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus website. And based on the states with the fewest deaths at this time, here are some of the major college FBS football teams located in states where the pandemic's effects have been less than prevalent. So let's welcome in the SwampSwami.com Renegades Football League. In the Western Conference, assuming these teams wanted to play, that is, you'd have from the Big Ten, Ole Nebraska. And then from the Mountain West, how about Boise State from Idaho, Utah State, and Wyoming? Also, let's mix in from Utah also Brigham Young University. Now from the Big 12, Kansas and Kansas State, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. And while we're in the state of Oklahoma, let's bring in Tulsa from the American Conference. That would give us 10 quality football teams in our Western Division from the Midwest and Rocky Mountain states where the pandemic issues have been quite small. Now let's do an Eastern Conference. The Eastern Renegades could be, if they wanted to, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Kentucky of the SEC. From the Sun Belt, let's throw in Arkansas State. From Conference USA, Western Kentucky, Marshall of West Virginia, and Middle Tennessee. And from the American Conference, the University of Memphis. From the ACC, let's throw in Louisville. And from the Big 12, the University of West Virginia. That's another 10-team group located in states where the COVID deaths have been relatively light thus far in 2020. Now, this is obviously a very fluid situation, but the point I'm driving home is that every school and their home state should take things under consideration for whether they play or not this fall. And don't forget, the football programs at most major universities provide financial support to fund many other college sports, both men and women, on their campus. So asking every single school in every single state to stand down from playing college football in this crazy year of 2020, I feel is both unreasonable and unfair. Regardless of how many teams want to bolt and try to play ball this fall, for the sake of those schools and their fans, let's hope that some creative options can be reached soon. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.